This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Explosions and gunfire rock the Sudanese capital Khartoum as paramilitaries and the regular army trade attacks on each other's bases, days after the army warned the country was at a dangerous turning point. Russia shells a block of flats in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slovyansk, killing 9 people, including a toddler. Japan's prime minister resumes campaigning after being evacuated from the scene of an apparent smoke bomb blast at a speaking event in the country's west. Germany switches off its last 3 nuclear reactors, exiting atomic power as it seeks to wean itself off fossil fuels and manage an energy crisis caused by the war in Ukraine. Scores of prisoners of war, including Saudis, are freed as part of a cross-border exchange between a Saudi-led military coalition and Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels. That's according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. Energy and environment ministers in the group of 7 wealthy nations are meeting in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo to try to forge an agreement on the best way forward in battling climate change. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The officials hope to draft a communique for a G7 summit in May, despite differences over how and how quickly to end carbon emissions. The war in Ukraine has deepened concerns over energy security, complicating that effort. Japan has focused its own national strategy on so-called clean coal, hydrogen, and nuclear energy. U.S. officials voice support for that approach, while others want a faster transition to renewable energy. The talks will also focus on biodiversity loss and other global challenges. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The trip by Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to Beijing has made clear he is counting on China to help reinvigorate the South American nation's ailing industrial sector and pick up the slack of U.S. companies exiting the country. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
After Lula met Friday with China's President Xi Jinping, Brazilian Finance Minister Fernando Haddad told reporters the nations are planning a leap forward in their relationship. He said Lula wants a policy of reindustrialization and is hoping for more direct investments from China. He added that Brazil still wants strong bonds with the United States as well, but noted with regret that some U.S. companies have been leaving Brazil recently. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a financial disclosure offering the first glimpse into his finances since he left the White House. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a report filed with the Federal Election Commission, Trump says he's not making much money from his social media network, Truth Social, which has served as his primary method of sharing messages with his supporters, reporting less than $201. At the same time, however, Trump estimates the Trump Media and Technology Group is worth between $5 and $25 million. The former president also reported he made between $100,000 and $1 million for a series of digital trading cards released in December. They portray Trump in a series of cartoon-like images, including an astronaut, a cowboy, and a superhero. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. state of Colorado is offering a safe haven for abortion and transgender care. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A trio of health care bills enshrining access to abortion and gender-affirming procedures and medications have become law in Colorado as the Democrat-led state tries to make itself a safe haven for people from states where Republican leaders have restricted care. The main goal of the legislation signed by Colorado's Democratic governor is to ensure people in surrounding states and beyond can go to Colorado to have an abortion, begin puberty blockers, or receive gender-affirming surgery without fear of prosecution. Bordering states of Wyoming and Oklahoma have passed abortion bans, and Utah has severely restricted transgender care for minors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also in the U.S., a young National Guardsman is charged with orchestrating the most damaging leak of U.S. classified documents in a decade. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.